have brought you tea, Master. Of course, I knew you wanted some. It's only normal that I instinctively know these kinds of things. I'm happy that you like the tea, Master. It is indeed a little different this time. I added some honey to it. Yes, it's true, but I always guess right when it comes to what you like, Master. It's just a little proof that I know you well. Master, may I ask you what you're working on? Checking your mails? It's true that recently you seem to receive more and more letters by the day. Oh, many people are asking you to collaborate with them, and some want to build a business relationship with you. It's true that Master's business has been blooming lately. After all, you are the first person to make cosmetic products for all species, and because you have all the rights of those products, it's only natural that they try to collaborate with you. Not many interesting propositions. Is that so? Yes, I can take a look at those letters if you want me to. Oh, my. Well, those people are really greedy for money. It's only the tamest propositions. Well, now I can understand why you don't really seem happy reading those letters. It is a little funny that they propose collaborations while you raise the price of your products, when it's literally written in your slogan that your prices will always be fair and low. You hesitate to send them your horse's waste matter since they want to treat your customers like crap? Even if that would be delightful, I don't think you would gain a great reputation from it. But we could still send them anonymously if you want. Oh yes, Master. I have used the new body cream you gave me. My thoughts on it? Well, first, the smell is really nice. And it's not as strong as the cream for humans. It would sell perfectly for species like mine, who have a strong sense of smell. The cream hydrated my skin nicely and made it look really smooth. I personally think it would sell well. Oh, the brush. The brush is really perfect. I never had such a perfect brush before. After using it, I feel like I have the fur of a wolf pup. It removes any tangles I have in my fur, and it manages to never hurt. It's especially great for my tail. The only thing I would complain about, though, is the color. I would have loved a black brush with a yellow similar to gold, but that's only my preference. Oh, you have other colors ready? You'll give me the one I want later. Oh, thank you, Master. It looks like you finished your tea. Would you like me to pour you more? Of course, Master. Excuse me, Master. May I just... Master, did you have a meeting with Miss Tolkien? Oh, you did have a meeting with her earlier. How could I tell? Well, when I got close to you and to the teacup, a peculiar smell entered my nose. I know you take good care of yourself, Master, and you always make sure to have a nice scent. So, for you to have such a... well, let's say unpleasant smell, it must mean that this woman came. For me not to smell it before must mean that either my work in the attic must have had some effect on my nose, or that Miss Tolkien was trying to be more sneaky. May I ask why Miss Tolkien came to see you today? Oh, she came here to propose a collaboration between the two of you? Well, she could have sent a letter like the others. Well, I guess Miss Tolkien can't really be compared to the others. That fox woman knows how to smell money after all. There isn't a single person in this country who could rival her fortune. It's such a shame that a powerful woman like her has to come here. She should stay in her office working, instead of coming here and bothering an honest worker like you. Did Miss Tolkien at least come here with a good proposition? She thinks the both of you should make an official collaboration with your stores and her clothing stores. She invited you to spend time with her later in her mansion to talk about it. Oh, well, she's not even hiding her true intentions anymore. It's such a shame. I've already cleaned your office this morning, and now I'll have to do it all over again to get rid of her smell and the fur from her tails. As the master of this house and director of one of the biggest businesses in the country, you ought to be at your best at all times, and this smell, well, it does the opposite. Am I jealous? Oh, master, after all this time together, do you really think I would be jealous of something like this? I'm madly jealous right now. Master, you've been working for 3 hours now, and before that, you had a meeting with that wrench. You must be tired. How about you take a break, and at the same time, I can replace that vile smell with mine? Of course, Master. You must already know that I'm not joking. You know who I am. What do I have in mind? Well, I think we could lay together on the couch, and you could be my little spoon, like this, and I can imprint my scent on you. I would hug you tightly, and if you desired, I would even use my claws to scratch your head a little to help you relax. You always love it when I do it, Master. Or, you know, you could always be my big spoon too, if you like. Which would you prefer? Me being the bigger spoon? Thank you, Master, for accepting this selfish request from your maid. I will plump up this pillow so we can both be comfortable. Now, let me lay first. And here, Master, you can lay against me. Now, let me wrap one arm around you and bring you closer to me. Perfect. You're so warm, Master. So snuggly. I would love it if that wrench came back and saw us like this. The look on her face would be so pleasurable to see. No, Master. I'm not a little sadistic. When it comes to that woman, I have to be a little more than a little sadistic. That woman is cunning. You don't live to have so many tells without being a little cunning. Yes, Master. I know that I'm not like that other woman. It's because I know that other women won't be able to get the interest of my master. But that woman, I'm sure, has a trick or two that she could use on you. Dirty little tricks. I hope you're not bothered by the way I act. Oh, you usually like it when I get a little possessive like this, actually. Well, you did say that once before. You really should be more careful with your words. If someone heard you say this to a maid, it would cause an uproar. But also, it could tempt me to do more things like this. Oh, yes, Master, I know that I can be a little naughty. I'm sorry for acting this way in front of you. But I really can't help it. After all, I have you as my master. If I act a little bad, it's because you, too, sometimes can be a little bad. But, Master, Do you like this side of me? That's what I thought. Oh, yes, my tail is indeed wagging. I can't really help it. Oh, yes, master. I'm really happy right now. Cuddling with you is one of the things I like the most in the world. My tail becomes crazy when it happens. Yes, master. I can try to make it rest on your thigh. Could I ask why you want me to... Oh, you're caressing it. You're caressing me. Oh, it feels so good. Master's hands are still the best at it. So soft and gentle. Did I do something good to deserve this, Master? It's for helping you get rid of Miss Tolkien's scent. Oh, Master, cuddling with you was already a reward for me. But you also take care of my tail. Oh, you're such a kind master. Oh, your hair is so beautiful and soft of a touch. Well, it would be strange if they weren't. They don't smell like Miss Tolkien. That's good. What does your hair smell like? They smell like vanilla. With the softness and delicacy of lavender. Of course, master, I like it. But if I'm honest, the smell I like the most is yours. The smell of my kind and gentle master. Do you like mine, master? Does the smell of your maid seem pleasant to you? You're right, master. If you accepted my embrace to replace the vile stench scent with mine, it must mean you find it pleasant, but I still wanted to hear it. After so much time together, you must have understood that despite my work as your maid, I can sometimes be a little needy, but you once said that you also like that side of me, so when I can, I indulge in it. I hope you don't regret your words. Oh, you're happy you said them? I'm happy then. Yes, master, my claws are longer than usual. I didn't have the time to take care of him. I deeply apologize. You will take care of him? Master, it's not your... Well, you want to? Well, thank you, master, for taking care of me. Oh, sorry, master, for scratching only around your ear. You just look so nibbleable. What can I say, master? Sometimes my instincts just wake up suddenly. Well, even if most of the time, they tend to wake up when I'm with you. Oh, your ears look so cute and lonely. Maybe I could just help but get company with my big fangs. I could get a little nibble and maybe a little mark. I just need to get closer and closer. You can slowly feel my breath on your ear. My words are just a sweet melody entering your ears. I just need to open my mouth and let my fangs out and just... Oh, you're shushing me with your finger on my lips. I guess it means I'm not allowed to do it. Oh, yes, master. It is indeed true that you have a dinner with many business owners tonight. I'm sorry for asking, but... But in 2 days, you'll have a meeting with Miss Tolkien. So I can do it before you leave to see her. Oh, master. Such an evil master. I was right when I told you that I could be bad, but I can be a little bit more if you want. Oh, master, you really love to tease me. Now I will have to wait 2 days before. Well, at least it gives me time to think about things. Oh, master, you want to turn? Oh, okay, let me stop hugging for a second. There you are. Why are you reaching towards my head? Oh, you're scratching. Oh, thank you, Master. You're the best, Master. You just like taking care of your maid. Thank you for taking care of your little Miriam. I guess little isn't the word you would use to describe me. So thank you for taking care of your tall Miriam. Well, even if I am tall, for female standards, you're still quite a bit taller than me. But with you sitting down like this and laying down, I can pretend to be a big spoon to you. Also, I look more intimidating to other women who try to, well, you know. Yes, Master, you can close your eyes. I'll wake you up an hour before your dinner. Of course, I can hum for you. Rest well, my master.